one of the things that I found very interesting, and you let us know early on in the book that some things may shock you. The drug use in particular. I mean, you have some drug use and you have spiritual experiences out of that. I think in the Christian or the Abrahamic faiths, it's less common to accept drug use as part of it, but certainly native, it's very common, peyote or whatever. Did it surprise you that the drugs were connecting you with spirit, or was that an expectation already that you knew the possibility of?
Well, I knew the possibility. I'd always been experimenting, even as a teenager, and growing up in Southern California in the kind of post-60s era of the 70s. You know, I was exposed to a lot of different influences like that, but as I was saying earlier, you know, at 15 and 16, I started to read Carlos Castaneda, which is the teachings of Don Juan and the shamanic path, and I was very much intrigued by that. And so there were times when I wasn't necessarily a drug user where I took a lot of pills and things to make myself unconscious or to get necessarily stoned out of my mind. I was always on a quest of discovery, and I used really in the psychedelic experience to, you know, expand my perception so that I could see beyond the veil. I wanted to expand my perception so I could have kind of a direct experience of something that was holy. And I found that by doing these things from time to time, that it did open me up and where I was able to have a direct and profound experience of the sacred and of God. It seemed like I was able to have that direct connection more so than in a normal kind of normal consciousness waking state. When I would do these shamanic journeys, the experience was very profound and it was much revealed, and it helped to connect me with these kind of higher celestial energies. From time to time when I share my story, some people are turned off when I share the aspects of some of my drug experiences. People try to invalidate my experience, saying, oh, you were just hallucinating and this and that. But it's not true. There's been many great insights that have come from these experiences. And as a matter of fact, musically speaking, so much of the great music that we know and love through the rock music of the Beatles and the Who and Led Zeppelin, and so much of that, and even today, has been influenced by the use of drugs. It seems that it has always given the music, in many instances, a real edge and has inspired a lot of creativity for so many of the great artists. The modern rock music. But for me, it was always done with a real intention to tap into the spiritual realms and to open myself up to be a conduit, these higher spiritual energies through the music.